state wildlife managers have the unusual job of alerting the public whenever there's weird animal news. That can mean opening a hunt for a muskox stranded on an iceberg, telling dog owners to keep pets away from nesting cranes, or reminding Anchorageites not to leave caribou carcasses in their backyard because it invites bears. Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes talked to one of the bards of the South Central Mooselandia Wordsmiths of Wildlife Management, who says the job is as literary as it is zoological.
Wildlife, Ken.
Ken Marsh is sitting in his office.
Hey, listen, I'm with a reporter right now, Tony. Can I give you a call back in just a few?
The small, dim room could easily belong to any accountant or insurance salesman, except for the stuffed ram's head hanging above the desk. It's a doll sheep with thick, curling horns that Marsh shot in the 80s. And until recently, it just decorated his homes, until he started working for the Department of Fish and Game.
I needed to do something with it, and I thought, what more appropriate place than right here over my office where I can look at it during the day and kind of get some, evoke some memories. And also, I guess it's sort of a marker, you know, this guy's a hunter, which I am.
Marsh grew up in Alaska during the late 60s and 70s, an avid outdoorsman. He even spent time as a trapper in the Susitna Valley.
Yeah, we trapped off of snowshoes for marten, mink, beaver, that sort of thing there in the valley.
It was a hard way to make a living, and Marsh eventually decided that he needed a job. From the time he was in high school, his passion was split between biology and writing.
When I got into college, I realized biologists had to do a lot of math, and journalists didn't. So journalism ended up winning.
Marsh spent the next few decades working in newspapers and magazines, from the Valdez Vanguard to writing a fishing column at the Anchorage Daily News. But his enthusiasm for the outdoors never dimmed. In 2008, he started working for ADF&G's sport fish division before moving over to his current role on the game side of the department as a public information officer, which means it's Marsh's job to write press releases that can make an impact.
Alaska's fledgling wood bison herd lost an important member Friday when bison number 124 was illegally shot and killed near the village of Quinnahawk.
Like this one, an especially somber and poetical piece from January.
A wanderer that captured the hearts of rural communities across western Alaska, bison 124 was a young cow known for its extensive exploration of the Yukon, Kuskokwim, and Innoko drainages.
This is not your run-of-the-mill press release, especially from a branch of state government. Marsh writes about all the communities that reported sightings of this particular wood bison, and there's a sentimental note of loss permeating the prose.
The bison was salvaged and donated to a Bethel charity.
In the email sent out to reporters, a photo was attached, featuring a lone bison standing before a vast expanse of tundra and small, nameless ponds.
Bison 124 had a knack for identifying suitable habitat where future generations of bison could prosper. Valuable knowledge the animal gained can no longer be shared with the main herd and is now lost.
Ultimately, the tale of wood bison 124 made it into statewide newspapers and the evening news.
But to those closely following the project, she was so much more than a number.
Marsh is fully aware that good writing with a bit of flair is instrumental to getting information for management biologists out to the public. Information that can start off wonky and dense.
When I work with our biologists, they're scientists, and there is a certain amount of scientific jargon, if you will, that is a part of their everyday speech. It's how they work. It's basically their language.
Marsh sees his work as translating, with maybe just a dash of literary media manipulation, too, all to help coax the public into better grasping the complicated interactions between wildlife and the humans who live nearby.
So that people can actually enjoy the resource, so that the wildlife doesn't crash, and that's what wildlife management's really all about.
Through his words, he's helping keep the outdoors wild. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes,